This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Time to get your thinking caps on. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys. This is Mental Giants. Something neither of them are.
Are you two ready this morning?
Yeah, we're ready.
Ooh. Ready as I've ever been.
Ready as Persephone.
New questions. Oh, it's an old joke that never gets old, does it?
Our whole show is about old jokes, mate.
It's question number one. Mate.
Mate. I know, that's my favourite at the moment.
Mate. Is soccer... if soccer is called football in England, what is American football called in England? Is it American football, cone ball, handball, or touchdown?
American football? Can you pull the music down?
No, I'm not. Stop asking for it. What is the largest country in the world? Is it Russia, Canada, China, United States?
Russia.
Canada.
Okay. What is the 100th digit of pi? P-I.
Oh, no. I nearly swore.
9, 4, 7, or 2.
Oh, hang on. Go.
9, 4, 7, or 2.
What's
seven.
The question?
What is the 100th digit of pi?
Like you know.
You're not going to know it. You don't
do
even know where your keys are. It's 9, 4, 7, or 2.
7.147, then I'm lost.
What are you? What's yours?
I think I said, what were they again?
Are you bloody listen? 9, 4, 7, or 2.
I think I said 7, but did you say 7?
I said 7.
Well, I'll say 4 then.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
You're both wrong.
A doctor with a PhD is a doctor of what?
Sorry.
Philosophy? Psychology? Phrenology? Or physical therapy?
Physical therapy.
No, PhD. Go again.
Oh, don't make me do it again.
Just say it again.
No,
I can't remember the options.
Oh, my God. Philosophy, psychology, phrenology, or physical therapy?
Persephone.
I'm going to go physical therapy.
What did you say, Tim?
Persephone. No, I said physical therapy.
Okay, cool.
We should say.
What year did World War I begin? Was it 1914, 1905, 1919, or 1925?
1914.
1914 is the correct answer, yes.
Correct.
All right, back in a moment with the second round of this fabulous, fabulous game, Mental Giants. I want to walk with you. Oh, God, I'll need the music down just to get this out.
Oh, my God.
No, I will. Okay. Okay, what is isobutyl phenyl propanic acid, more commonly known as morphine, I can't even say it.
Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen. That's
yeah,
the one.
That.
Oh, yeah. Do you want the other two answers?
I'd like you to try those words.
Oh,
yes.
The other two, ketamine and aspirin.
Oh no, ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Good. I'm glad I could get that out. All right. Next question.
Sounds like you've been having them all together in a cocktail.
Sorry, it was just a really big word and I just couldn't get it out. I knew it'd stuff that one up. What state is the largest state of the United States of America? Is it Alaska, California, Texas, or Washington?
It's
between Alaska and Texas. Ooh.
Why do you grab your boobs when you do that?
No, that's above boobs. Boobs are here.
Oh, they used to be up there.
That's me dreaming about when they were up here. Actually, if they were up here, it would have been a bit much. Would have got one of my money back.
Can you answer the question?
Going to go with Texas.
Texas, is it?
Yeah, I think it's Alaska. But I'm going to get everything.
Tim, what are you going
bigger.
For?
I said Alaska.
Yeah, I think it's Alaska, but I'm going with Texas.
Okay. And we have this one. What is the tallest mountain in Canada? Is it Mount Logan? Mount Tremblant? Whistler Mountain and the Blue Mountain.
I don't know. Whistler's the only one I know.
Me too. I'll say Trembler.
Look at us just throwing points away willy-nilly. Oh, I think it's this, but I'm going to go that.
Which of these countries is not a part of the Asian continent? Suriname, Georgia, Russia, Singapore.
Russia.
Yeah, Russia.
It was like this long thinking.
Where did you go?
You still at your breast?
I didn't actually want to ask you for the question again because you always like berate me harshly.
Berate me.
Okay, what is the unit of currency in Laos? Is it kip, ruble, konra, or dollar?
Oh, I think it's the first one.
Kip. Tim?
Can you repeat the question?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. What is the unit of currency in Laos? Is it kip, ruble, konra, or dollar?
The ruble.
Ruble?
Ruble.
Is it? I don't think it is. I think it's Russian.
All right. I'm coming back definitely in a moment Russian with the answers to this terrific game. It's so good that you two are having so much fun. Dana Murphy. Hear that in the background?
I do hear that. Shake your bonbon.
Yeah, well, Christmas is on the way. And what do we all do at Christmas time? We sit around and pop bonbons.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's part of my favourite part of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great part of lunch. However, a company in the UK called Ricky.com has come up with an interesting idea. This year round, ladies and gentlemen, you might be able to get some Christmas crackers, some bonbons, which contains sex toys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
How good is that?
That's not awkward at all at the family Christmas.
Yeah, imagine that. Dad popping it open, wanting the, you know, the little crown that comes out of it, and all of a sudden
a love egg.
A love
egg. They're saying
might fall
a love
out.
Egg, which is a sex toy perfect for couples. Or you could get a partner plus vibrator.
You've gone all red over there in the corner.
Very awkward. I think the whole thing is a bit, really?
Yeah, it's full on. There's lots of stuff that can pop out of it.
It says at the bottom, anyone else hankering for a massive roast with the family right now? No, do you know what this sadly reminds me of? A Christmas in our household.
Oh, God, you're not going to, are you? Going to go there?
We share the duty of being the
Santa Claus.
Santa.
And it was your year.
Somebody dresses up as Santa. And this particular year, it was boiling hot. And I'm in the Santa outfit.
You didn't even need to put on a fake beard.
How very dare you. They're still not treating facial hair. How dare you.
You little billy goat's gruff.
Do you know what? This has been a very triggering show today for us.
It has
First
been.
You mentioned the cups and I then know. You mentioned the war. I my know. Chin and my top lip. I hate you. Anyway. So I was dressed.
Yes. Oh, keep going, please, keep going.
I was dressed in a very hot day as a Santa with the beard and everything.
Yes.
And you and your mate... Shane, hello, if you're listening all the way over there in Seattle, decided to fling a rubber, very flimsy, funny, weird
sticky
black dildo at me, which landed in the beard in front of the whole family. And I just stood there while it hit me and dangled in the beard and then sort of fell to the floor. Just not okay.
Oh, it says a lot about us, doesn't it? But that's not our
not
topic.
Okay.
That's
good not morning, Mum. I know you're
Yeah, good
listening.
Morning, folks. That's not our topic this morning.
It's
I don't even know what the topic is now after that story. The topic is, do you cheat at bonbons to win the prize inside?
And looking at the number one cheater.
I'm telling you, everyone claims they don't, but sure many people. Oh, come
I don't.
On. You try and grab too much of it. You
no,
get
I always.
Little pig trotters creep up the bonbon.
Just think of another thing to call my fingers.
Well, that's what they look like.
No, they. It's just unrelenting
so,
I feel like I'm in a washing machine.
Want to find out from the Joyces if you cheat at bonbons.
I don't. I grab the whole thing on the outside. Like, not the whole thing. That's
what I'm saying.
I squash that and I pull that. But other people get their thumb in and they try and hold down the little fuse bit. Mm. And that's cheating.
Well, that is. Well, is it?
I think so.
I think it maybe it is.
You're like almost like Donald Trump's son.
Don't do it's a payback because of your pig trotters.
Never let the
and your
truth
hairy,
get
your hairy
in the way
face.
Of stop.
So, oh God, Christmas bonbons. Okay, do you cheat at bonbons and to win the prize inside?
Sorry, I've got to go and comb my beard.
We've been talking all this hour about what have you dumped on your nature strip. Lots of messages coming through. This one from Murray.
Said, hi, Murphy's. A mate of mine lives in a posh suburb in Melbourne. I helped her dump the old fridge out the front of her house. By week two, it was still on the nature strip. By week three, the council had wrapped it in plastic and slapped an under investigation sticker on it.
That's not
her neighbour came That's over to say that she thought it might have been dumped by someone from the grubby block of flats. All she could do was nod in agreement. By week four, the council came and collected it. I told her next time she should dump the stuff out the front of my place. It goes quickly in my area.
He probably lives in East St Kilda as well. Now, listen, something that's happening this week, it's the last week of the block. Now, we've been very yes. blessed to have all the block contestants on the show during the course of the season.
We have.
Something that I'm going to miss is, of course, our judges.
Yes.
You know, Neil Whittaker, Shayna Blaze, Darren Palmer.
Something I'm not going to miss is when they intro the judges.
Well, oh, wasn't no. didn't that divide a nation this year?
Don't dance.
The don't dance.
Don't dance.
They, no. But they look so awkward doing it
don't
too.
They,
so
they must have cringed every time.
Oh. Yeah, this was one of my favourite moments from the judges on the block.
Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, wow, wow, just wow.
Oh, Shayna, wow is such a small word, and spelt backwards, it's still wow.
Oh, Darren, well spoken. I'll go one step further to say that it's hyperactive, exquisite for a backyard.
I mean, this is what dreams are made of.
Mm-hmm, I agree. How is my hair? Is it okay?
Well, if it's not, Darren, you'll be able to fix it as just look at that. The whole back fence is a mirror.
You're joking. Is there anything wrong with this space?
Well, yeah, there is. If I was a potential buyer, the fact that there's no gym equipment or my Darren Palmer body wash in the cabana, now that's a major problem for me.
Yes, I agree, Darren. There are some faults I just can't overlook. For example, that outside dining table only seats six people. Mm. Now, if I was having a pretentious dinner party with some A-grade snobs, I'd need at least 18 spaces.
Oh, you are so on point, Neil, with that assessment.
That, and where would I store the giant-sized pole that resides in my arse? I mean, Shayna, one of your pet hates, no storage.
Duh, I can see that. And you know what else crushes my bogan soul?
What?
Well, two things. No heels hoist in the backyard. And look, look, just look at this.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Look at how high they've made this side fence. Now, if I'm standing here by the pizza oven smashing a VB can, how the hell am I going to flick my Winnie Blue Siggy over the fence? It's a nightmare, and I'm sorry. This has to be redone.
I totally agree, Shayna. No excuses at this stage of the competition.
Well, we can all stand here and talk about how hot I look in my white jeans, or we can head to the master bedroom.
Oh, Darren, you're a hoot.
Yeah, Daz, you're a real hoot.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
Last man standing.
I was born ready.
Born ready?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Can you turn the music down? Just wanted to get in first.
No, today. It's staying up at a nice, pleasant level. Okay.
Okay. Last man standing. I'm going to throw out a topic to the two of you. It's going to go back and forth. You're going to have these riveting answers that are going to thrill the audience until somebody swings and misses or says the same answer twice.
Good.
At that point, hilarity ensues because we point and laugh at you. You're the loser. The winner gets all the adulation.
I like how you looked at Anna when you said the loser.
That was
I picked up on that
accident,
as well, actually.
Completely. I'll just look out the window as I talk for the rest of this segment. That's going to make it awkward.
All right.
All right, let's have a look at the scoreboard, shall we? Well done, Dean, last week on double points, Dean.
Double points.
You've really closed the gap. Anna, you're out front 16 points. Dean, you're on 12.
Good. Do I go first?
No. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because you're the carryover champion.
Good.
Yes.
Good, good, good.
Are we ready for today's topic?
I am. I might just take the music down.
That was cheeky, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
All right, you ready?
Let's go. So power hungry.
Let's go.
Today's topic is places.
Hang on, I'm not ready.
Oh, no, it's not ready.
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Today's topic is places where cheering is encouraged.
At the softball.
Well, nowhere anymore because of COVID. Anyway, at the football.
Oh, you're such a Debbie Downer.
Oh, football.
Huh?
At the hockey.
The Olympics.
At the swimming.
At the dancing.
At the
diving. The stars. At the gymnastics.
At the table tennis championships.
Gridiron.
At baseball.
At the Academy Awards.
At the equestrian riding.
At a Mariah Carey concert.
At a Shania Twain concert.
Oh, God.
How good's this topic now?
Yeah, not great.
At a day on the green.
At Anna Murphy's comedy show.
Oh, yeah, that's encouraging. Oh, hang on. We just don't hear it very often. at performance of Swan Lake.
Oh, come on. That was 3 seconds.
You threw something
at
in there.
At the golf.
At the polo.
At the car racing.
At the choir.
In Bourke Street Mall near the My Window.
Tick, tick, tick. Come on.
At the Festival of the Sun.
Oh, no. Come on. Come on.
That's my favourite festival.
At the Penis Festival in Japan. Oh, did I win? Oh, my God.
Jimmy fell off. Well done, Dean.
I was just going to keep it going. That's dumb.
You really knocked it out of the park.
Was that a double point?
He didn't knock it out of the park. That was stupid.
Well,
you just gave up.
You fell off the table.
I did because we've got a show to do.
Oh, yeah, we do actually. That could have gone forever.
Too long.
Okay. Here's a bit of Selena Gomez for you. Enjoy. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning, 7 past 7, heading for a top of 28 degrees today.
28.
Summer's almost here.
Bring it. All of you, welcome to my day.
Your day.
You can all feel what it feels like to sleep at the moment for me. 28,000 degrees.
I don't know. It's just one of those mornings. She said it was going to be like that.
She did.
I gave you plenty of
warning. With a bouncing ball just bounces all over the place.
I almost need T-shirts printed, don't I?
Yes,
in the papers.
You do.
Yes, you do. In the papers this morning, Santa sacks himself, Anna Murphy. Santa has sacked himself. Yep. Chernside Park Shopping Centre Santa has been out there for years and years and years. Because of the new COVID rules, people have to book in. And they had to book in from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night. And there's
that's
no lunch break
day.
For him.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And they wouldn't budge on the lunch break.
That's
so Santa's packed up.
OHS.
Yeah, he said, nah, I'm done. I'm out of here after all these years.
Fair enough, too.
And he's taken him off. He's gone to Seville. Where's Seville?
I don't know where Seville is.
In Spain?
No, he hasn't gone to Spain. It's branded burgers in Seville.
Okay, well, fair enough. That's rude.
Seville? Would that be the way you say it? Seville? I don't know. We'll find out about that.
We'll look into that.
In case you're wanting to go and see this really obnoxious Santa Claus.
He's not obnoxious. All he asked for was a bloody lunch break.
Take him a sandwich, I say.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah. Anyway,
other stories. That's a basic human right.
Oh, get off your high horse. She's getting higher and higher and higher and higher, isn't she?
Imagine if you didn't feed her.
Oh, God. God, no.
Oh, no,
I've seen that.
Don't
imagine
that.
No. Wow. No. All right. In the other stories this morning.
I'm scared to talk because I'm getting too high.
Swamp wallabies. Certain swamp. Can you two behave yourself, please?
Swamp wallaby.
Okay. Certain swamp wallabies have been enjoying
the fanciest
diets. In an can I read this story again? Anyway,
could you?
What this research lady either has been doing, she's been feeding truffles to the wallabies and inspecting their poo and follow them around with the GPS tracker for the study. Now, she found the wallabies could move more than 1.2 kilometres from the truffle source before the spores showed in their poo. It means wallabies are very effective in spreading truffle spores around the forest, and that is the key to the survival of the forest. See, on this show, it's about education.
Yeah, clearly not entertainment.
Are you educated now? Did you
bored.
Even listen to the story? Did you even listen to the story?
Yeah, but we thought story? It was going
to
be more fun.
Yeah, the words just
we're
just
about
kept
education.
Yeah, there's just so many words.
It's swamp wallabies eating truffles. How much more entertainment do you want?
Could have stopped there.
Full stop. All I needed.
I don't like doing this show with
you
two.
You were so insistent on finishing the
article.
I
should be on the ABC.
Yeah, you should.
Good, with you
good luck.
Not with us.
All right, here's another story for you. Nevada has become the first US state to enshrine in its constitution the right of gay couples to marry, overturning an 18-year ban on same-sex marriage.
Yes, they have. Go Nevada.
Go Nevada. Don't you feel good this morning?
Oh. Yeah, amazing.
That's great.
Thanks for joining me with the news this morning, you two. Yeah, yeah, you're a lot of fun.
Thanks. We were fun.
Something that took place in the last 24 hours. Harry has come out saying, Prince Harry, has come out saying that basically he doesn't want, because you know how The Crown, the new season, is on the lips of everyone.
It's apparently finishing after season 4.
Wow, he doesn't want another one because he doesn't want them to dive into his world. He wants it to stop.
What are you hiding, Harry?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Harry! Oh, Harry! Where are you, my royal spunk?
I'm in the home gym, darling.
What are you doing in here?
Well, I'm punching the crap out of this punching bag.
Why? What's going on, Harry?
Oh, Moo Moo, I'm flabbergasted. Frazzled, in fact.
I can see that. Your whole head looks like an angry tomato. What's going on, babe?
Well, I've been on the phone to Netflix head office. I've told them the Crown TV series must stop before it gets to our story.
Oh, darling, how did that go down?
Not great, pumpkin. They basically told me that if we were to sign the dotted line for a $150 million Netflix series, then we have to toe the line. Basically, we must do as they say.
Harry, that must have been such a hard pill to swallow for such a, you know, privileged person of previous power. Ouch.
Oh, it gets worse, Honeysuckle.
How could it get worse?
Oh, there's talk Ed Sheeran. You know, that singer. Mm-hmm. Well, he may be in the running to play the part of me. What were they thinking? Some ballad-induced dwarf playing the part of me? Is the casting director on acid?
Oh, babe, that's really weird, but yet it's so funny.
Oh, well, don't laugh too loud, kitten. Guess who they're getting to play you?
Oh, God, who?
Kim bloody Kardashian. The critics are having a field day over this.
What do you mean?
Listen to this. The New York Times, The Crown 5, car crashing with the Kardashians.
Oh, dear Lord.
Or this one. At least Kim could keep the family together.
Oh, my God. I'm having a panic attack, Harry.
Or try this one on for size. At least Ed Sheeran had a day job. Oh, Meghan, we are so right royally screwed.
For God's sake, Harry, who's playing the part of Kate?
Oh, hold on to your hat, babe. Paris Hilton.
Oh, sweet Jesus, we are doomed.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
Do what you want. We are doing what we want this morning, and it's absurd.
It is.
That is what we're talking about.
Absurdity day.
Yeah, and we just have a message.
And we're the captains of the ship.
Look out. From Tony that said, your show is absurd. I nearly drove into the Yarra. I was laughing so much. Thank you,
careful.
Tony.
Sorry, be careful. Eric said, I find it absurd that people walk along the street looking at their phones. That's very true.
Eyes up.
Eyes up, eyes people.
Up. Look where you're going.
And Stephanie has said that it's not mandatory to sanitize hands before walking into the supermarket. Oh. I think that's weird too. Why don't they have someone there making you do that? Because then everyone, if you don't sanitize beforehand, you actually go and touch all the things and other people have to do it. Like, do you know what I mean?
No one's touching
you. Like, no, not me.
Sanitize before they touch
you.
You're
not even listening.
No, I am. I'm listening.
When you go into the supermarket, yeah, you turn the music down. Mandatory.
I get it.
Can you turn the music down a little bit?
Yeah, I can't hear myself. Think. Well, normally she asks for the music down. I just
exactly.
What else have we got there? Any other messages coming through?
Yes. Sean said it's absurd that people don't pick up their dog poo.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I hate that.
Yep.
Hate it.
I know. What is that about? You know you need to do
Look,
it.
I'll exactly. give you leeway. If it's just in a spot
where
no human is going to walk, then that's okay.
You are part of the problem.
Possums do it. Birds up a tree. Do it. But right on the
footpath. Possums do little pallets that are in amongst the garden. Your dog does cables.
Oh, you're
big.
A size queen.
What's happening today?
It's an absurdity day. That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, correct a bunny.
Well, it's the first time I've been able to get a word in. 22 past 7. Oh,
hang on. The kettle's boiling.
I've got to go to a song. It's absurdity day on Joy.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au.
Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.